fam, new week here in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that means?
New Napa life.
You got it. Fresh issue just landed on my doorstep.
Full of good stuff, I bet.
Oh, it's jam-packed. Let me tell you.
All right, well.
All the juicy details about what's happening around town.
Let's dive in.
Buckle up. We're going deep into the heart of Napa this week.
Sounds good.
Uncover those exciting events, those hidden gems.
What's catching your eye this week?
Well, the art scene. Napa life is highlighting.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of changes happening, especially downtown.
Interesting.
First up, we got the closure of the Quent Corder Gallery.
Oh, downtown.
Yeah, known for its, well, eye-catching art, shall we say.
Realistic romanticism, I think they called it.
Both the one. Nude sculptures, paintings, that sort of thing.
Right.
Always thought those pieces were a pretty bold statement for downtown Napa.
Yeah, a little bit.
But hey, art is subjective, right?
Totally.
Speaking of changes, Acumen's Tasting Room and Gallery Downtown, it's closed, too.
Temporarily.
Yeah, just temporarily for now.
Mm.
Seems like they're dealing with some, you know...
internal shifts.
Exactly. And yeah. Facing a bit of controversy over their proposed facility.
Oh, right. The Atlas Peak one.
That's the one. It sparked quite a debate.
You know, all the residents are concerned, yeah.
Yeah. About the environment, potential impact.
Mm-hmm.
But then others...
see it as a good thing, jobs and all that.
Yeah. New jobs, more tourism. Classic Napa dilemma, right?
Always is.
Balancing that growth with preserving what makes Napa so special.
For sure.
Well, while we wait to see what unfolds with Acumen, let's shift gears.
Okay.
Something a little less controversial. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
Something that's coming back to Napa with a bang.
All right.
The Mustard Celebration.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Remember the Mustard Festival?
The good old days. That was a big deal.
It was huge. Drew people from all over.
So what's this new one all about?
This new version, it's aiming to capture that same spirit.
Nice.
But with a focus on, you know, events and activities.
Dull.
Locals and tourists alike. And they're not messing around.
Okay.
The signature event, it's happening at the CIA, at Copia.
Oh, wow. Fancy.
You know, that beautiful building downtown, all the food exhibits.
Right, right.
They're bringing together 33 local artists.
33?
33.
Yeah.
Showcasing everything, painting, sculpture, ceramics, you name it.
A real mix.
And to complement the art, 33 Napa wineries.
Oh, so we get to taste too.
Of course. Large and small, offering tastings of their finest vintages.
Sounds like a good time.
And of course, what's a celebration of Napa without incredible food?
Can't forget the food.
33 of the Valley's top food vendors will be there too.
Oh, wow. 33 of everything. What about the 100th participant?
Right. Got to be something good. Feast for the senses, that's for sure.
I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Me too. Sounds like the perfect way to spend a day soaking it all up.
Yeah.
Art, wine, food, all that Napa goodness.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, maybe not everyone wants to brave the crowds, right?
True.
Some of us prefer to enjoy Napa from the comfort of our own homes.
I hear.
And guess what? You actually can experience the new downtown art walk. Virtually.
That's cool.
Thanks to a Napa local, Juanita Diana Feely.
Nice.
She's created this fantastic Instagram tour of the art walk.
I'll have to check that out.
It focuses on climate action and sustainability this year.
Oh, that's a great theme.
It is. And it's a great way to see the art installations and learn more about, you know.
Important stuff.
Important stuff. All from your couch.
Perfect.
So if you're looking for a more laid back way to engage with the Napa art scene.
Definitely check it out.
Highly recommend Juanita's tour. You can find it on Instagram at Lady Schley Napa.
Okay.
Speaking of downtown Napa.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a fun way to support local businesses this holiday season.
Holiday season already.
I know, right? But it's coming up fast. They're launching a holiday bingo game.
Bingo.
Bingo. Sounds like a blast, right?
How do you play?
It's simple. Spend $25 at any participating store. You get a sticker.
Okay.
Collect 8 stickers, you're entered to win gift cards.
To the stores?
To some of our favorite downtown businesses, yeah.
There's a good incentive.
And the grand prize. A whopping $1,000 worth of gift cards.
Whoa.
To all the participating businesses. Talk about a shopping spree.
That's amazing.
I'm feeling competitive already. Are you in?
I might have to try my luck.
It's a fantastic initiative to, you know, encourage people to shop local.
Especially during the holidays.
Exactly. Mm. Win-win for everyone. You get to discover unique gifts, support our local economy.
Love it.
And while we're on the topic of holidays, can you believe they're already upon us?
I know. Where did the year go?
I know, right? Napa's starting to sparkle with that festive cheer.
It's magical this time of year.
It really is. The Merry Meritage Holiday Ice Rink is officially open.
Oh, fun.
Complete with a twinkling 40-foot Christmas tree.
I bet that's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. And of course, no holiday celebration is complete without
Santa.
You got it. Santa will be making appearances throughout the season.
The kids are going to be so excited.
I know. Can already picture them lining up, sharing their Christmas wishes.
Adorable.
And for those looking for unique, handcrafted gifts, the Napa Gifts End Time Holiday Fair.
Oh, I love that one.
It's back at the Napa Expo this weekend. Great opportunity to find, you know,
one-of-a-kind treasures.
Exactly. And support local artisans while you're at it.
Perfect.
And the holiday cheer, it's not just confined to Napa.
Oh, that's right.
Our neighboring towns are getting in on the festive fun as well.
Like where?
Yountville is transforming into the brightest town in Napa Valley.
No way.
6 weeks of holiday events, starting with a tree lighting ceremony this week.
I bet they go all out.
Oh, they do. And they're encouraging folks to bring a toy donation.
Oh, that's nice.
For the Boys and Girls Clubs of Napa Valley Toy Drive.
Yeah.
A wonderful way to spread that holiday spirit to those in need.
Absolutely.
And let's not forget St. Helena. They're planning a festive celebration.
St. Helena?
With a snow show spectacular.
With snow in St. Helena.
Snow in St. Helena. Now that's something I have to see.
Sounds magical.
Okay, before we get carried away with holiday dreams.
Back to reality.
Let's talk about something for our theater enthusiasts out there.
Right.
Lucky Penny Productions is putting on a production of Oliver.
The classic Dickens tale.
At the beautiful and historic Napa Valley Opera House.
Love that venue.
This beloved story with its themes of poverty, found family, redemption.
Heartwarming stuff.
Always a crowd pleaser, especially during the holiday season. And who doesn't love those iconic songs?
Oh, I know. Consider yourself food, glorious food.
So catchy. But if you're planning on seeing Oliver, you'll want to act fast.
Why is that?
Tickets are selling out quickly, especially for those final weekends.
Good to know. Don't want to miss out.
Definitely not.
Mm.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground already.
We have.
But we've still got plenty more to explore in Napa life. Foodie news, Thanksgiving dining tips.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving's coming up.
Even live music recommendations. We'll be back soon with part two of our deep dive.
Can't wait.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our Napa Life deep dive.
We're back. Still uncovering the best of what's happening.
This week in the valley.
And trust me, there's a lot more where that came from.
I believe it.
Excited to dig into some foodie news because...
Always a hot topic.
Oh, let's be honest. Food is always a hot topic in Napa.
For sure.
Napa Life is buzzing about Ray Gray's bringing their... Austin-style breakfast tacos.
Breakfast tacos?
To Ohm Coffee Roastery in downtown Napa.
Oh, wow. That's a good combo.
Right.
So is this like a new location?
Chef Rachel Williams is expanding from her original location in St. Helena.
Oh, okay. So an expansion.
Which is great news for those of us who can't resist.
A perfectly fluffy breakfast taco.
You got it. I know I can't.
I'm a big fan myself.
I'm a sucker for those soft tortillas filled with all sorts of savory goodness.
The best way to start the day.
Perfect way to kickstart a busy day.
So when can we get our hands on these tacos?
Well, if you're a breakfast taco enthusiast like myself, mark your calendars. They're starting with Saturdays and Tuesdays at Ohm Coffee.
That's good to know.
And speaking of exciting new culinary additions, American Canyon is welcoming a new family run.
Oh, in American Canyon?
Mexican restaurant this week.
Nice.
Love discovering hidden gems in our neighboring towns.
What's it called?
It's called Raices, which means roots in Spanish.
Roots.
And it's a beautiful homage to the family's heritage.
I love that.
Brothers Alexis and Viri Saldivar are taking over the reins.
Taking over.
From their parents who owned and operated Mies Zacatecas in American Canyon.
No kidding. For how long?
For over 20 years.
Wow. That's amazing. Keeping those culinary traditions alive.
Talk about it. I bet the parents are beaming with pride.
I'm sure they are. A heartwarming story.
And it makes me even more eager to try their authentic Mexican cuisine.
Absolutely. Speaking of food and traditions,
yeah.
Napa Life also addressed a question I think a lot of us wine-loving Napa locals have pondered.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What's the burning question?
Well, you know how some restaurants in Napa don't have liquor licenses?
Mm.
And you might be tempted to bring your own bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah, especially when I have a special bottle I'm dying to open.
Right. To enjoy with your meal.
Yeah, I've definitely thought about that.
The question is it actually legal?
Ooh, good question.
And unfortunately, the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control has given us a definitive answer.
Drum roll, please.
It's a no-go.
Yeah.
As much as we'd love to BYOB to our favorite license-free spots,
I know, bummer.
it all comes down to regulations, ensuring responsible alcohol service, and all that.
Makes sense. Good to know for sure.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just have to stick to enjoying the beverages on the menu.
Right.
Speaking of menus, did you know that Thanksgiving is just around the corner?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Time flies when you're having fun exploring all that Napa has to offer.
It really does.
But seriously, folks, if you're planning on dining out for Thanksgiving this year,
Reservations, reservations.
now is the time to make those reservations.
Apps.
Napa Life has compiled a fantastic list of restaurants serving Thanksgiving dinner,
Oh, nice.
including some great takeout options for those who prefer to celebrate at home.
Good to know.
But don't wait too long because many places are already filling up fast.
Yep, gotta be on top of it.
All right, Napa fam, that wraps up part two of our Napa Life adventure. But
Already?
hold tight because we've still got more local gems to uncover
Can't wait.
in part three. From live music recommendations to a sneak peek at upcoming events,
Ooh, fun.
we've got you covered.
Sounds good.
See you soon. All right, Napa fam, we're back, diving right back into our Napa Life exploration.
Back for more.
This time, we're turning up the volume on the local music scene.
All right, music.
Napa Life has curated a fantastic lineup
Oh, nice.
of live music happening around the valley this week,
Gotta have music.
catering to a variety of musical tastes.
Good. Something for everyone.
Because, let's be real, there's nothing quite like experiencing live music in Napa,
So true. The energy.
whether it's a cozy venue or a grand stage.
Yeah.
The energy is always electric.
It's special.
So for all you jazz enthusiasts out there,
Okay.
get ready for a taste of New Orleans right here in Napa.
Ooh, sounds fun.
Agape Soul is bringing their soulful sounds
Agape Soul.
to the Blue Note on Thursday night.
Nice. The Blue Note.
Such a cool venue with a rich musical history.
Definitely.
And if you're in the mood for some pop with Polynesian vibes,
Okay.
Dinah Jane, formerly of Fifth Harmony,
Oh, wow. Fifth Harmony.
is gracing the Blue Note stage on Friday night.
That's
I've
cool.
heard great things about Dinah Jane's solo career.
Yeah.
Her music is so upbeat and infectious.
I'll have to check it out.
Now, for those who prefer to belt out classic rock anthems,
All right, classic rock.
get ready to sing along with Super Diamond,
Super Diamond.
the ultimate Neil Diamond tribute band,
Oh, I love Neil Diamond.
rocking the Uptown Theater on Saturday night.
The Uptown,
Super
classic.
Diamond at the Uptown, talk about a blast from the past.
I bet the crowd goes wild.
I can already picture it. But hey, maybe you're looking for a more intimate musical experience.
Yeah, sometimes that's nice.
In that case, head to the Calistoga Depot on Saturday night.
Okay.
Some soulful tunes from John Mason.
John Mason, I'll have to look him up.
Charming venue with a cozy atmosphere.
The Calistoga Depot is a hidden gem for sure.
Perfect for enjoying live music.
Okay.
All right, before we wrap up our Napa Life deep dive,
Okay.
let's take a peek at some upcoming events to mark on our calendars.
Sounds good. December's coming up.
Napa Life has given us a sneak peek at some exciting happenings in December.
Oh, I love a sneak peek.
And there's something for everyone.
All right, lay it on me.
Get ready for the Sippin' Saber Festival.
Sippin' Saber, what's that?
2-day extravaganza celebrating wine, spirits, and Hispanic culture.
Oh, wow, that sounds amazing.
It's happening December 6th and 7th at the Marriott Hotel in Napa.
The Marriott, okay.
You can expect a vibrant fusion of flavors, music, and art,
Ooh, I love
all
it.
showcasing the rich heritage of Hispanic culture.
Definitely marking that on my calendar.
For a fun and festive fundraiser,
Okay.
mark your calendars for the Pueblo Vista Magnet School Holiday Party
Holiday party fun.
on December 7th near Calistoga.
Calistoga. All right.
Fundraisers are always a great way to support our community.
And have a good time doing it.
Exactly. Live music, delicious food from Pasta Poetry, and a benefit auction.
Sounds like a great time.
Wonderful opportunity to support a great cause and enjoy some holiday cheer.
Absolutely.
And for our classical music lovers, the St. Helena Chamber Singers.
Oh, how lovely.
They're presenting their annual Christmas concert on December 14th and 15th.
I always enjoy their concerts.
Their program includes Haydn's Lord Nelson Mass, selections from Handel's Messiah,
Beautiful
and
pieces.
of course, some beloved holiday carols.
Perfect for the season.
So much to look forward to in December. But for now, let's focus on enjoying all the amazing things happening in Napa this week.
Absolutely. This week is packed.
With all these incredible events, delicious food, vibrant art,
Endless possibility.
the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
It's truly a gift to live in a place where there's always something new to discover and experience.
I couldn't agree more.
So, Napa fam, Get out there and explore all that our beautiful valley has to offer.
That's right.
Tell those businesses you heard about them on the Deep Dive.
Important to support local.
It helps keep the local news flowing.
Absolutely.
And who knows, maybe we'll bump into each other at a concert.
That would be fun.
A festival. Or even waiting in line for those delicious breakfast tacos.
Maybe we'll all end up at Ray Ray's on Tuesday.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's the beauty of living in Napa.
It is.
Small town with a big heart.
Big heart.
And an endless supply of fun and excitement.
Cheers to that. Until next time, Napa fam. Stay curious, stay engaged, and keep on diving deep.
Cheers.
Into all the wonderful things that make Napa Valley so special.
And maybe a little Beaujolais Nouveau to celebrate.
Ooh, I like the way you think.
This beautiful week in Napa Valley.
I wouldn't say no to that.